Welcome to After Dark with Robin Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or as always, head on over to the website, AmericaOutLoud.com, and check out the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. We have a big show tonight with Chad Kattan, also known as Thugzilla. We are looking forward to hearing his story and talking to him. But you know, Rob, we see time and time again when Democrats don't get their way, they throw fits like petulant children. These Texas Democrats fleeing the state in their private planes with no mask are the perfect example of what happens when the left doesn't get their way. They're deathly afraid of voter ID and fair elections. They want to continue to double down on the ballot harvesting and cheat by mail and all the tactics we've seen used in the 2018 and 2020 elections. Rob, what have been your thoughts on the Texas Democrats fleeing the state?
I hope they stay gone, or I hope that the governor arrests them all. They think that they're doing something cool and savvy. And the media, they're like, oh, wow, look at these guys. They're just like on top of it. They're trying to defend voters' rights and they're doing this and they're just at the top of their game. No, they're not. It's all for show. It's a joke. That's what it is. It is a joke. A private plane from Texas to DC. Now, let's think about this. Who's constantly talking to us about the environment and how we need to save the environment? But when it comes to the Democrats, it's rules for thee, not for me. We're going to hightail it on a private jet stream, and we're going to Washington, and we're going to hide away. And by the way, this is all on the taxpayer dime. Had they taken regular transportation, I'm sure the governor would have done something like Trump and said, flight denied, I'm not going to approve your travel expenses. They think they're clever. And the people, they're just looking at this, thinking that this is a great political move because they're trying to save democracy. Save democracy from whom? They're the ones who are threatening democracy. They're the ones who are trying to limit how people vote. But they're not telling the truth. What Texas is doing is allowing people more time to vote. But they're not telling anyone that. Joe Biden comes out with this speech about the Civil War. Mike, but Joe, you do realize that the Civil War freed people like me, Black people. But the media, oh yeah, that's right. See, they've gotten it all confused. They don't know history. And what's equally sad, Andrew, is that people that are watching this, they don't know history either. And if they do know history, they're choosing to forget history. Look at what's happening around us. Look at what's happening in Cuba. They're standing up. And we always say, stand up. If the country doesn't like the government that's there, stand up. Well, wait a minute. I think people did that on January 6th. And they're calling it an insurrection. You have people that are still in jail. They've been in jail for almost 160 days or more. But we won't talk about that. And they're not even talking about Cuba. Barely a word comes out of Joe's mouth. AOC, Bernie Sanders, nothing. Zilch. They're all quiet. Let Cuba figure it out. Secretly, they're probably hoping that the government in Cuba squash the freedom fighters because they don't want the Cubans to have the freedom. And then you have the Secretary of Homeland Security come out and say, don't come to the United States. Don't come here. Don't cross the ocean. Don't come. We don't want you here. Meanwhile, at the border, at the Texas border, where you have the Democrat Party in Texas fleeing to DC, our borders are being toppled over by illegals coming here. Wait a minute. They can come, but the Cubans who are fleeing persecution, they can't come. They can come. The Mexicans, the illegals, they can come and then live off of our government. But the Cubans who will come and get a job and probably vote conservative Republicans, we don't want them here. Stay out of here. But the Mexicans can come because we're going to give them all the free money and they can vote Democrat. What the heck is wrong with this picture? What aren't people looking at? Why aren't people looking at this country is falling down around us for socialism? You got Cuba saying, you don't want this America. And you have Americans who know nothing about history, know nothing about anything. They're welcoming this. And as usual, what happens, it's the ruling class, the elite. They don't care about the rest of us because they have their money and they'll keep their money. But it's the middle class, the poor, who will suffer. But like clockwork, when it's time to vote, they will vote Democrat and think nothing of it, and then sit back, cross their legs, and complain. I just don't get it. We see this happening right before us, and quiet as is kept, our own government is in cahoots to destroy this country. There, folks, is your insurrection. We've got to wake up. We have got to wake up. Republicans have got to do better, because as far as I'm concerned, where I'm looking, they're doing absolutely nothing. And that is a reason why we have brothers like Chad Canton, who goes out there every darn day trying to make a difference, trying to sound the alarms. And when he does, what happens? He gets labeled a domestic terrorist. He gets kicked off of his radio platform because we can't allow him to speak. We've got to shut him down. He's not thinking the same way we're thinking. So Chad, be quiet. Don't say anything. I was watching him the other day on social media, and he was talking about his platform. I'm fired up. Well, Chad, I'm fired up also. And you should stay fired up, because if you don't, the people around us will say absolutely nothing while their freedoms are being taken away. Chad, what do you say, my brother?
Thank you for having me, guys. I really appreciate it. And wow, that was a heck of an intro, Ron. I really appreciate that, man. We have a new saying around here at I'm Fired Up. Get okay with uncomfortable. That's where we've got to be. Nobody said being a patriot was going to be easy. Nobody said that it was going to be about parades and autographs or anything like that. Our country is in a tailspin. And it's going to take uncomfortable times with people that are okay with uncomfortable to pull that stick back and level us out. That's the best way I can wrap it into a nice tight ball for you.
I agree. We've got to get uncomfortable. We've got to be uncomfortable.
It's really hard. It's really hard. I've lost my radio show. Zuckerberg, he's not a big fan either. We've had to stop our online show so that we could keep our show page up to at least disseminate information. We have tried Telegram, Instagram, all the other grams, you know, I mean, we're trying to figure it out, and we have some things in the works. I'm proud to say that I will be back on the radio very soon. I have pinned a new deal, and now we're going to go national.
So, Chad,
yes, sir.
Basic question. Why are they so afraid of you? You're just one person.
Yep.
One voice trying to sound the alarms. Maybe you could give us, the listeners, a little bit about your background, who you are, what you do. Go for it.
I live here in El Rey County, Myrtle Beach, but here in South Carolina. I was a occupational firefighter for Horry County. I broke my neck and my shoulder on the job. I wasn't saving babies or puppies or anything. It's a situation off the top of an engine. I had to fight for my workman's comp. I got to a point in here, we are a right to work state. So They had a policy, an arbitrary, disgusting policy of 180 days. If you are not better and back to work by 180 days, you're terminated. I came back within that 180 days from a shoulder surgery and a neck surgery, cage put in my neck, passed my JRAT, which is the physical fitness test that you have to prove that you're still okay to be a firefighter. You know, put the suit on the air and run up and down the stairs. And came back to work. My fourth shift in, because they forced me back to work early, I ended up blowing out my lower nerve canal in my lower back, putting my, essentially, without getting into all the medical issues, because I don't really know or care at this point, but put my back spine on my pelvis to the point where I lock up and I'm in pain often. I got into a mad depression because I was a United States Navy Seabee. I'd worked wildfire in California at one point. I'd owned an excavation company in California. My family all lives here. I moved here, became an occupational firefighter, got hurt. And I didn't know what I was going to do next. I was lost. I had the best job in the world. I loved serving my community. And just for some man time out there, I mean, what's better than driving a huge fire engine down the middle of a busy street, sirens blaring? There's no feeling like it. It really isn't. And I loved what I did. I loved being a part of my community. I loved being there when they called 911, because there is no 912. And I'm that guy. I loved knowing that I was the guy that could handle this current situation on somebody's worst day, sometimes their last day. But I loved that job. Once I had blown out my back, I realized, because of not being able to get back early or rehab all the way through, I found myself in a position of depression. A friend of mine came over and basically slapped me around a little bit and said, "We need you." All those nights at the dinner table, you could fix the world with articulation of Robert's rules and law and understanding how the finances work. And you would always govern from the firehouse kitchen table. We have a county chairman that is out there lying about us. We're all locked down because we're not allowed to speak ill will of of our local government, even though they're Americans. I looked at the situation, I strategized, and I realized there was an opportunity for him at this place called the Burgess event, where all people that were running that year were there to answer questions in what they call the Burgess community. It's an older community. I knew that the guy controlling the microphone probably wouldn't be standing there very long. That's the chairman's way. He liked to control the microphone. I took my opportunity. I gave my wife and told her in my truck, "I don't care if I'm being tased. Don't stop filming." I got my opportunity at the microphone. The county chairman, I believe, kind of recognized me because I told him to remember me after, and I forgot this part. After I hurt my back, I was fired on Christmas Eve. I got a letter stating, "Not thank you for your service. We're sorry that you're hurt. You've been terminated for not showing back up to work." Sorry, I moved back ahead to the Burgess event. He kind of recognized me and I let him have it. I called him out for every political lie that he had said about my brothers and sisters on those fire trucks, in those ambulances, in those police cars, and I let him have it. I was not rude. I demanded that he listen to me. I actually finished talking and somebody else stepped up and he said, "I'm not going to take this abuse." And I said, "Yes, you are. Wait right there." He ran out of the building that night. My wife stopped taping. She posted it. Went home as a regular night. Went through that Saturday, Sunday. Next thing I know, there's a news piece out there. And all the local news were in this chairman's office. They asked him, "What happened at the Burgess event?" And he said, "It was taken over by union thugs, firefighters and police." Well, first off, this is a right to work state. You have no real say as far as unions go here. I have never paid a union due in my life. I've never been a part of a union, any of those, anything close to that. When that came out, my phone started ringing. The news started calling me. My wife and I were working in the yard and she's like, "You got to say something." She showed me what go live means on Facebook. I went and put on a button up shirt, put my hair up, or did my hair a little bit from mowing the yard. And I stood in front of my American flag and I let it rip and essentially said, who are you to call me a thug? Firefighters, police, the people that you put a budget together, the people that you give the blessing to as the county chairman to say, protect my people. But because somehow or another, we're firefighters and police, we're no longer allowed to be US citizens and stand for something. So because I question where he lives in his head and how he lives in that political universe, I am automatically a thug? No, sir. I am a constituent and I'm not putting up with your BS anymore. And I signed off from that video and said, my name's Chad Caton, the thug firefighter, and the Thugzilla was born. And from that point on, we have stood and we have tried to be about something in all aspects of our government and the bullying that has transpired from them. And the Thugzilla train has never stopped.
So from there, your political acumen was born.
1,000%.
And I've got to say that we're glad that it was born, because I see some of the things that you're doing out there. I see some of the stories. And as I said, you've been labeled a domestic terrorist.
Yep.
Meanwhile, you have citizens that don't care for this country, despise the country, hate the country, burn the flag, burn down state and federal buildings, spring and summer of 2020, Minneapolis, the police station was attacked, and the attackers were hoping that policemen were inside, and New York City and in Texas, police officers sitting in their cars, ambushed, killed, and the story goes on and on, look at Seattle, look at Oregon, and not once have any of those individuals been labeled a domestic terrorist. But one of the reasons why is that some of them want white, the white boogeyman that the left has to have in order to formulate a story. Otherwise, it does not exist. This is the United States of America. The United States of America. And they're labeling citizens that disagree with their left-wing ideology as terrorists. The United States of America, you can't go out and speak your mind, because if you do, you're going to be labeled. Well, I'll tell you this, Chad, also known as Thugzilla. You keep talking. You keep going. Now, I got to say this. Thugzilla, when I first saw the name, I thought, is this a porn star? I mean, Thugzilla, but you're anything from being a porn star. Well, at least that's what I think I know. I don't know what you're doing on the side.
No, I tried. I didn't make it past the cutting room floor.
But man, I mean, you are challenging the system. And you've got to, because we need people like you out there that are doing it. They don't like what you say. And like you said, to shut you down, to fire you, to kick you off the platform, the radio, because they didn't like what you were saying. And I think I read somewhere that you were either going to attend January 6th or you were there and you left because there was nothing going on.
No. I actually was at January 6th.
Okay.
I was in Washington, D.C., and I was there. And on my drive home on January 7th, I was being attacked on multiple platforms and for being there. And then 2 days after I had gotten back, my radio station terminated my show.
Well, this is what I don't understand. Why would they
right.
terminate your show simply because you were there exercising your constitutional duties? Whereas again, the spring and summer of 2020, people were out in the streets burning down buildings, local neighborhoods, downtown areas. Even now it's going on in California. You look at Target, you look at Neiman Marcus, you look at Chicago. Some of these stores are saying we're going to close at a certain time. And then you have people saying, oh no, you can't. How dare you do that? What do you mean? I mean, what's up is down and down is up. I look at the country. There is a book I read once that I love the book, and the author's name escapes me at the moment, but it was about South Africa. And the title was Cry the Beloved Country. I look at the United States. Never in a million years would I have thought what's happening now would take place with the complacency of people seeing civil liberties are being stolen, taken away. Neighbors against neighbors, because you didn't get the vaccine and I got the vaccine. You're not wearing your mask and I'm wearing my mask. I don't want you around me. And then peering through windows to see if someone is having a party so that you can call the police if they have more than five people at home. And people are so comfortable with this and they try to defend it. I see people talking about it on social media. But you and I, Chad and Andrew, we're told that we're the bad guys. I'm a bad guy, albeit I'm Black, but I don't think like the other liberals, so I'm bad. It's as if though I don't even exist. There was a book written by, I think it was Ralph Ellison, called The Invisible Man. I am the invisible man to the left. While they're out there preaching their virtues of Black people's systemic racism, if I get up and I start speaking, as you did, they would just cancel me out completely. They wouldn't give me no coverage because they don't want people to hear what I have to say. So I am the invisible man. They are bringing back the invisible man through Black conservatives. Oh, he doesn't make any sense. Don't listen to him. Let's just get rid of him. He's stupid. He's dumb. He's crazy. This is 2021. And you have people that are complacent and say absolutely nothing.
Right. And the crazy thing is I sit here and I listen to you and my heart hurts because you're a Black man and your community will ostracize you. And a bunch of rich white people that are trying to pander to minorities, it's such a truth in hypocrisy, because you, being a Black man, are ostracized by the very white liberals telling the Black community that you're bad. How does that make any sense?
Well, here's another one for you. Ostracized by the same people, white people, that are constantly shouting systemic racism, yet because I have a voice that's different than their voice, no, he's confused and they have to save me.
Right.
I can't help myself. I can't get out and do it myself because I don't know that I can't do it. They have to help me do it. Meanwhile, as you said, these white rich liberals sit up on their little peaks or whatever and look down. Let's see, what can we do today? And not a one of them are willing to trade places with me. Now they'll say, oh, the system is bad. We're doing you bad. We're doing you wrong. And I'm saying, no. I can make it. Just give me the opportunity. I don't need you, because the moment you try to get involved, it messes up. You want to help me, then you want me to be subservient to you. You want me to always come your way and think your way. But the moment you see that I think differently, oh, get rid of him. We don't need him. The same liberal, you look at Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates. Mm-hmm. They will give all this money to Black Lives Matter and all these other people just to keep them from their doorsteps, to keep them from protesting against them. But if you were to tell any one of them, well, since you guys are so big on reparations, why don't you guys just get the money? You're billionaires. You won't even miss it. Why don't you give all the money to them? They will look at you as if you have 12 heads. We can't do that. We would rather they keep fighting. We would rather they keep going at it at each other, tearing down the system, because we can inoculate ourselves behind fences. And the police that we're saying we want to defund, we'll hire them as our own private security guards. Mm-hmm. While you guys are in the streets fighting it all out. The hypocrisy of it all, as you said, is uncanny. And then to want to shut you down because they don't want to hear your voice because you spoke up and you said, wait, I have nothing to lose. I'm letting this all out. Can you believe this?
We say it every morning, my wife and I, when we're drinking coffee, and I wake up and usually I call it my my crappy coffee moment, because I'm usually reading a hit piece about me. When we wake up, I always look for my hit pieces that are written about me. And, you know, my mama told me a long time ago, you know, if people are talking bad about you, maybe you need to look within yourself. And she's right. Growing up, maybe I'm too quick to get mad, or maybe I'm not funny. I'm crass. It's a good lesson for young people to learn. But I found when you get older and you're in this game, and you remember, I just came from a firefighter. I wasn't at Yale Law. I didn't take political science at UCLA. I was a fireman going out and doing my job. And ultimately found myself in a position to speak. I'm not saying that I'm overtly super articulate to put out what needs to put out. The only thing that makes me different is I don't give a flip, and I'm not scared of anybody but the Lord our God and Elizabeth Kate and my wife. That's like it.
That. Well, you know, it gets to that point that you look at the situation, you're like, you know, what do I have to lose? I'm not going to go out like this. And you got your priorities straight, the Lord our God, like you said, and your wife. But something else you said that I thought was interesting, as I do this self introspection all the time, that I look at myself and I'm like, am I doing something wrong? What am I doing something wrong? If I'm not gelling with the people, am I doing something wrong? But as I grew up and I grew older and wiser, I'm like, no, it's not me. It's them. They're the ones. And as so many guests on our show have said, as far as political affiliations, being a part of the Democrat Party simply because their family told them, well, we're Democrats. So you're a Democrat. We're Black. Blacks are Democrats. You're white. We're not rich. So you're a Democrat. But then when you start looking at those values and you're like, no, that's wrong. I don't have those values. And I would venture to say that the values that the Democrat Party have today in 2021 are not the values of the Democrat Party 4 decades ago. They're not even Democrats. They're socialists. They're devout socialists. Mm-hmm. So they should even say Democrats. And Bernie Sanders, man, he got his wish after all these years. I'm serious. After all these years of trying to push it in, he managed to do it with Joe Biden. And the COVID-19 China virus was the perfect conduit for him to push it through, taking over the rights, shutting everything down. The people won't realize it. And when they do, bam, we would have succeeded. Just think about it. No, Barack Obama was a horrible president. He stunk. Horrible.
He's a puppet.
A puppet. But look at what they were able to do. They stole the election. And yes, they did steal it. I don't care what Bill Barr says. Because making a phone call and saying, hey, was everything on the up and up? Okay, nothing happened. If only one vote was cast incorrectly, it messes up the entire thing, because this is the United States of America and our voting is supposed to be near and dear. We shouldn't have those kinds of problems. But now we see that we have more than just that. People voted that should not have voted. Ballots were created. Well, it wasn't enough to change the election. What do you mean it wasn't enough to change the election? Try telling that to the Iranians when they didn't want that guy at the top. Try telling that to the people in Russia when Putin came in and just threw in votes. And then you want to tell me here in the United States that it doesn't matter? Shame on you, Bill Barr. You don't know the Constitution. You're not for the country. The only thing you were after was saving your butt. The only thing you were after was making yourself look good. You cared nothing about the sanctity of our election. You cared absolutely nothing.
Well said, Rob. You're tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all of the great shows. We will be back with more from Chad Kattan on After Dark with Rob and Andrew after this.
Well, my fellow Americans, how did you feel watching footage on the news of domestic terrorists looting our stores and burning our cities down? You were probably disgusted and angry as much as I was. It's disturbing what's going on. Well, you'd be shocked to know that your shopping habits are supporting these extremists. Companies like Amazon, Nike, Disney, FedEx, it's an endless list. And they've been supporting these radical groups. Let's stop supporting companies that fund these extremist groups. We can all do our part. Visit shoptotheright.com and you'll find businesses in a nationwide database and companies that are aligned with our American values. Visit shoptotheright.com and let's all make a difference.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races. You toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, Healthy Cell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support, delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
AmericaOutLoud.com. Simply put, we're patriots who believe in Ronald Reagan's vision of a shining city on a hill. From sea to shining sea, you can listen in on iHeartRadio. Our free apps are on Apple, Android, or Alexa, or our world-class media player. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Man, oh man, that first segment was an eye-opener. The things that we were talking about and identifying with. I'm glad that Chad came on tonight. And we're going to hear more from Chad in this next hour, because we're hearing that around the states, people are looking at the election and they're demanding that there are audits that are being taken place. I know that Chad has heard some things that he's going to share with us that are going to be taking place in Arizona coming up. We need to know exactly what's going on with our election, as I was saying at the end of the last segment. We need to make certain that these elections are fair. I know that the Democrats are running around with their hair on fire, saying that the Republicans are trying to stop the elections. They're trying to keep Black people from voting. I am so sick and tired of hearing that rhetoric. It's cheap. It's demeaning. It's stupid. It's crazy. It's a lie. Black people can vote just like everybody else. Now, if you were saying that, let's say in the 60s or the 70s, I would say, wait a minute, come on. Okay, we were just given the right to vote. Okay, give us a chance to, you know, get caught up. But this is 2021, by God. The people from the 60s and the 70s, they were like teenagers. They're now, you know, probably middle age, or they're old. Some of them probably won't even vote. But those that are voting, they all have an ID. Remember 9/11. You can't get on a freaking plane if you don't have an ID. You cannot get government assistance if you don't have an ID. All this free money that Joe Biden is sending out, how can you get it if you don't have ID? How can you get it if you have not registered yourself? If you haven't filed your taxes, or you're not getting Social Security or some other government assistance without government ID? You can't even enter into a government building without government ID, or some form of ID, legitimate, unexpired ID. So what do you mean that Blacks can't get an ID? Kamala Harris, in rural area, they can't find a Kinko's. Okay, Kinko's aren't in a lot of big cities. You might have Office Max. But trust me, I grew up in a small town. We didn't have Kinko's, but we had Dan Cook's. and it was a printing shop. And I think Dan Cooks is still there in Camden, Arkansas. We would go there. We would go to the library. So Kamala, for God's sake, what are you talking about that Blacks can't make a copy of their ID and send it in? What you're really saying is that you want to be able to keep cheating. You guys want to have mail-in ballots. You want to have drop boxes, like boxes that you drop off for drugs. You can drop it off here. You can drop it off there. Get 100 people just to sign it and drop it off. Who cares? That's what you guys want. And you don't want the verification of the IDs. So when I hear them constantly saying Black and brown people, I'm like, that is an insult. That is a racist statement. Because if we can get government assistance, if we can fly on airplanes, then by God, we too can get an ID. Stop with all this nonsense. And that Texas delegation, I hope they throw you guys in jail. You guys are pathetic. Joy Reid, you are not the government. You're a mean, old, spiteful, middle-aged woman. Don Lemon, you're not the government, and you're not the spokesperson for Blacks. You're a mean, old, middle-aged gay man dating a white man whom you can claim is supposed to be the oppressor. Chris Cuomo, I don't know what you are, but you're not who you think you are. The lies have got to stop. Stop the pandering. Black people, if you want to be Democrat, be Democrat. That's fine. I don't care. But please stop with the lie. Stop being oppressed. Stop looking, walking around looking for someone who's your oppressor. We are all free. This is not the 1940s or the 30s or what have you. If Asians could come here, Asians, and not even Asians, but if Africans can come here from Africa, not know the language, but are able to excel, why is it that you can't do the same thing? You can't do it because you are allowing the white liberal, rich white liberal, and bougie elite Black people like Barack Obama and Al Sharpton, who's managed to accumulate a lot of wealth from shaking down all these companies. You're allowing that group of people and Oprah Winfrey, who thinks she's like the goddess and the voice for all people. You're allowing them to get in your heads and tell you that you can't make it. Meanwhile, look at the money that they have. Look at what they've accumulated. Guys, you got to wake up. You got to wake the heck up. Because it's ridiculous. It is utterly ridiculous. Andrew, what do you say?
Absolutely right. We see this all the time with white liberals and then politicians like Barack Obama, who just continue to build a flame and exasperate the race situation in this country and all the problems we see. They really did not take conservatives seriously after the election, which was no surprise after the way that they treated President Trump for nearly 5 years. We're still waiting for a lot of news to come out after this last election in this past November. Chad, what have been your thoughts on the audits and what we've seen in Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia? What's been your thoughts of the fallout since the election took place?
It's a matter of time. The information's there. The video is there. We just heard that that Maricopa County or the Arizona Senate is going to have a hearing. I'm told that when those numbers come out, they are astronomical. From the Cyber Ninja group that has been doing the audits, these numbers are astronomical. I believe once that Arizona stuff comes out, we're not going to care about Pennsylvania or Michigan, because if in fact they are astronomical to the point that Donald J. Trump was in fact an overt winner in Arizona by large numbers, we're not going to need the other audits. They're going to continue, but the American people have waited long enough. We've seen a lot. That's what's great about podcasts and other ways for news to get out. As much as they've tried to censor and cancel those groups, there's a lot of patriots out there that are standing that line. There's a lot of us. Tracy Beans from Uncovered DC is a very good friend of mine. She's been on the front lines with General Flynn since day one. There are great Americans that are going to be remembered in history when this is all said and done.
I hope that's the case when you say remembered in history. One of my fears is that right now the people that are writing history are old left-wing nuts. Mm-hmm. And as we see right now, every day, every week, a new book is coming out that trashes the Trump administration. Not only the books, and then they're giving airtime on Fox, of all places, CNN, MSNBC, I would expect. And it's all the same thing. There are writers on the right also. They have got to get their books out there. Because if this is the only thing we have, these patriots that you're talking about, I mean, they'll be hidden in history, but their names won't come forth for like decades. And we don't need that. What they're doing right now, they being the left, they're doing their darnest to denigrate President Trump's presidency. They're trying to make it null and void by constantly saying he's a racist, he's a this. They know that it's not true. We all know that it's not true. I mean, let's face it, it is not true. How could he get elected after Barack Obama, whom they say racism left when he was elected, if he was a racist? It is just not true. He won the election fair and square in 2016 and in 2020. And as I said in the previous segment, even if one vote was miscounted or 10 votes were put in accidentally that shouldn't have been there, that made the election null and void because we have to have a clean election. This is the United States of America. So he did win. But again, we need historians that are on the right, and not even the right. We just need people who are going to report history and report it accurately. Because every day right now, we are bombarded with lie after lie after lie after lie. Chad, when you do come back on the airs, and we need you, what are you going to talk about? What are you going to do that you're not doing now? How can we push this message out there so that people—
We are going to be loud. We are going to be loud. We are going to be bring the concept of big tent. We are going to lose the cobweb Republican Party. And we are going to go out and show that this is America. Americans cower to nobody. We're undefeated in world wars. Not many countries can say that. We are undefeated when it comes to that of our country being the greatest country on this planet. We have an exceptionalism in the United States, and we're gonna expose it every way possible. And when the evil shows itself, Nancy Pelosi, Joy, what's her name from MSNBC? My favorite is Rachel Maddow. She's a mess. I love her. We need to put them in their proverbial place with the truth. And we need to do it unapologetically, with honor, but at the same time, with enough force that we understand that we are not fearful of their tyrannical ways. I'm not sitting here saying we need to be all out there with pitchforks and fire sticks, but we do need to stand there and say, come get some. You don't scare me. Am I uncomfortable? Yes. But like we said in the beginning of this show, conservatives, patriots need to learn to be okay with uncomfortable. And with that, as long as you're doing right by this country, you can never be wrong.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. We need to go out there and do it unapologetically. That is the only way. We can't be afraid. We've got to be forceful. We're not saying get the pitchforks and knives and whatnot, although sometimes I want to do it, but we can do it in a way that they get the message.
Ron, my name's Thugzilla. You don't think I've got a pitchfork?
Hey, Thug, bring it on.
And that's what my listeners call themselves, was the Thug Army Patriots. You haven't lived till you've been to a Republican event and you have a 73-year-old lady with a Trump hat and a Thug Army t-shirt on. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not a big fan of the— I was in the Navy. It says it stands for never again volunteer yourself. Not a big fan of the group thing, but I am about being a patriot. I'm all about fighting for my country. I've taken the oath of this country 6 times. It is something that lives in me. People say, aren't you scared? Aren't you worried about the things that have happened to you and this? No. Were the patriots that dressed as Indians and did the Tea Party in Boston, were they scared? Probably. But fear is not an issue when you're right. The confidence of being right and being able to use that voice for God and country to bring what's right for the masses, not for thee, but for us. The very thing that our entire government was written on or for, we the people, not them and their people. Somehow or another, it's been prostituted into them and their people. Donald Trump showed us it's okay to be not all that articulate. He's shown us that it's okay to be real. He's shown us that it's okay to take that American flag or your service to your country and be proud of it. He showed us that it's your government. Speak up. He gave us the opportunity and showed us the way instead of, and I give a lot of, my mother-in-law hates this, but I don't own a pair of khakis. I will never own a pair of khakis because the khakis and the blue jacket with the gold button is the uniform of the twisted. Every politician is wearing the same outfit. And if you can't put together a suit, then you sure as hell probably can't put together policy that's going to protect me and my family. And at the same time, you're so used to wearing the same thing, you just go buy a bunch of Dockers that you don't have to iron and you fall into that hole. I know that's very simplistic and very grandiose or very sweeping, but it makes sense to me and my listeners. We have to find ourselves in a position where we're okay with being uncomfortable. And with that comes an amazing amount of patriotism and numbers. Numbers are the only thing that scares the people in power.
Yeah, speaking of numbers, I thought a great display of numbers was January 6th. Hundreds of thousands of people showed up there to support President Trump and what they thought was the obvious election fraud, which people like me have been saying since the beginning, which was an obvious case of, if this election fraud is uncovered like we think it will be, will people like you and other people who attended January 6th, you think, feel justified after being smeared and called an insurrectionist and all these other lies the past year?
That's a great question, Andrew. I really thank you for asking that. I don't care because I was right. I did nothing wrong but go to the capital of my country and stand in solidarity with hundreds of thousands of other like-minded people. Again, it comes back to the very bedrock that this country was founded on. And if I am vilified for doing such a thing, then by God, I'm a villain. I don't care. If I cared, then I would be uncomfortable. I would not care. If I cared, then I would be worried about my next step or my next statement. I don't come from a political jargon from UCLA, like I told you. I come from the heart and the country that I live in and the political climate that's around me, which is scary in a lot of ways. But I don't worry about anything because I'm doing what's right. I can't be wrong. And that's where every person that went January 6th, sure, we'll have a moment to spike a football. But that's why we all drove from all over the country or flew to be there, because we already knew. I don't need validation. The left needs to wake up, and the people that sheepishly follow these idiots need to wake up. You're being driven off a cliff and the seatbelt's not going to save you. Open your eyes and look at what's coming. The truth.
Amen.
As far as January 6th is concerned, I'd go again and again and again. I did nothing wrong. And even though I've got the FBI still wanting to investigate me, so be it.
They want to investigate you, but not one of them have investigated any of the insurrectionists that took place the spring and summer of 2020. They release the two attorneys in Brooklyn, New York, that tried to attack two police officers while they were sitting in their car. This is 2021 in America. Now, a couple of things here. You mentioned the khakis and the blue jacket with the gold buttons. You know, I've always wondered about that. Who designed or put together that fashion statement, the khakis and the blue jacket? I own a pair of khakis now, okay? But I don't own the blue jacket, okay?
You're still, no. it's, If you have a half of, if you have a half a loaf of rotten bread, it's still rotten.
I got to throw it out. Okay. I will throw it out.
Okay. Throw it out. And you know what? If yeah. anything, when I get my, get back on the radio, we're getting rid of khakis.
Getting rid of the khakis, but the blue jacket with the gold buttons, never liked it. Now, the other thing, mm-hmm. which I thought was powerful, as far as, you know, as Andrew said, would you feel vindicated if all the truth comes out? You know, I don't give a rat's ass, because like you said, we know the truth.
Yep.
And when the truth comes out, like clockwork, the left will suppress it. They will hide it. They will throw out all these generals and people that worked in the Trump administration to come out and refute it. I mean, again, look at Bill Barr. Before the election, building up to the election, every other day, Bill Barr was out there talking about mail-in ballots, how it was a disaster, how Jimmy Carter, former Secretary of State James Baker, were on a commission. They came back and said, it is a recipe for disaster. He came out and said, President Trump has every right to be angry. Look at the way he was treated. Look at what they did to him. All the while, he was doing the exact same thing. It would lead me to believe that he came up on the dead bodies. He saw what was going on. He knows what happened. And he decided to step back because he knew, had he exposed it all, these radicals, BLM, Antifa, would have been knocking at his door, bothering his wife while she was having her Bible study with the other guy's wife, Mueller's wife. He didn't want that. He backed off. He was a coward. Again, I'm not making this up. You guys remember seeing him on TV night after. He even went, I think it was to Honduras, and he spoke to a reporter from Bill Hemmer, and he mentioned to Bill Hemmer, he said, yes, there was something that took place that shouldn't have happened. He said it. I have the tape.
Yep.
Go to Facebook. Go to After Dark with Robin Andrew. The tape is there. And he said it. And now he's going to come out and give some two-bit journalists from ABC quotes to say, well, Trump is full of bullshit. All the election was stolen. They have all these other guys. You have the latest report I saw. What was the guy's name? Mark Milley. He's going to come out and say that he felt that Trump was going to try and stay in power after the election. No, think about this. You look at how Trump functions. He says a lot of stuff. He's full of bluster. But do you actually think he was going to try to shut down everything and say, okay, I'm going to stay here? But see, this is a narrative that they're putting out there, and they're putting it all out there now because they want to make certain that he's unable to run. And if he runs, they want to call anyone that supports him, you're a radical. We got to take you out. Watch it. I'm telling you guys right now, they're going to try this. They're going to try. If Trump decides to run, or anyone else in his sphere decides to run, even Ron DeSantis, they're going to try to make it such that anyone who says that they're with this party, they are insurrectionists, they are a threat, we need to arrest them. What other reason would they have all those people in jail right now from January 6th and not a person in jail from the spring and summer of 2020? People that committed crimes. You look back at the women who tried to keep Brett Kavanaugh from being elected or keep the vote from going from the Senate, how they were clawing at the doors, staging a sit-in in the House, the Senate's floor. You look at this. And something else I want people to think about that the media is not reporting on. March 1st, 1954. Are you guys aware that there was an attack on the Hill by Puerto Ricans?
Yes.
They got inside the House because they were mad that the United States had annexed Puerto Rico in 1948. In addition to that, February 1971, there was a bomb at the Capitol by a group that were angry over the bombing of Lebanon and another country, and they called themselves the Weather Underground. That was in 1971. It cost over $300,000 in damages. There's your insurrection right there. January 6th was not an insurrection. I know a lot of people say, oh, it was bad, it was bad, it was bad. Oh, it shouldn't have happened. But again, look at what we're telling the Cubans. Stand up, rise up against the government. If you think that it's not right, rise up. But when it comes to Americans, sit down and take it. No, I'm not saying that everything that took place should have happened. But at the same time, I am not going to throw those people under the bus, the people who were doing the right thing. Now, you had some Antifa, you had Black Lives Matter, and you even had undercover FBI agents, as we are now finding out, that were instigators and that were part of the carnage that took place. Not the true Trump supporters. We don't want to get it twisted. Ashley Babbitt should have never been shot. Why was she shot and who shot her? If you're going to shoot her, why not shoot the other people? And if it was a misfire, you could have killed other folks. Why was a gun even used? She was coming through a window. She didn't have a weapon. Why was Ashley Babbitt, a patriot who fought for the country, shot? Who shot her? What are they hiding? Again, to be clear, there were people on the Hill January 6th that had infiltrated a true protest. The infiltration were people from Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and even our very own FBI under the direction of Christopher Wray. What aren't they telling us? Don't believe Nancy Pelosi when she's saying she's forming some commission, because she's not going to look at that. Nancy Pelosi, as the Speaker of the House, is responsible for the security. She failed. Muriel Bowser was responsible for the security within the city itself. She failed. These women failed. It needs to be called out. We need to look at it. And Republicans, you need to be on this every day. And if you are successful in getting back the House and the Senate in 2022, I don't want you playing makeup with the Democrats. I don't want any compromising. I want you to steam right over the agenda and say, we're going to get to the bottom of this, because the truth needs to be made known. That is the only way we will find out the truth. Because if you don't do it, the Democrats will continue to control the narrative. And he who controls the message, controls the narrative, controls the minds, and controls everything. Wake up.
Yeah, well said, Rob. Could not have said it any better myself. Thank you so much to our guest, Chad Catan. Chad, if people want to follow up with you, where could they do so?
We don't like Facebook very much, but it's a really good one right now. Just as far as information, at I'm Fired Up. We are on Twitter at I'm Fired Up 2. We are also on Telegram at I'm Fired Up, and also at Thug Army Patriots. And other than that, we are on Gab and those. It's just hard. It's so hard for us to get on all of, we're trying to see which social media is going to move faster. So we put our information out, and we kind of divulge from Facebook to Twitter to Telegram. And we usually, and Instagram, we are also at I'm Fired Up Show on Instagram. I really appreciate you guys having me on, and you guys do great work. And the one thing that we always end our shows with, and that we believe in, and I'm Fired Up, is we always end and say, show up, stand up, speak up. It's your republic. Fight for it.
Well said, Chad. Thank you for joining us tonight on After Dark with Robin Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com. And also, you can find America Out Loud, of course, on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Alexa, or just about any place where you can find your podcast needs. You can also find America Out Loud on AmericaOutloud.com. We will see you guys next time. And remember to stand for something, or you will fall for nothing.